Hey everyone, welcome to Why Choose One, episode I think 33?
34 possibly. It's one of them.
One of them, anyways.
Jesus, donate that car.
We are driving. This is another adventure from the car. Because we're en route to go hang out with some peeps, but...
Hi peeps.
Hi peeps. So, I was watching this new show called Love is Blind. And
so is taste, apparently.
And it is so good.
Okay. If good by you mean
however,
shit. Yes.
I would like, okay, if you haven't watched Love is Blind on Netflix yet, it's pretty much like this show where...
If you're into scat play, this is the perfect show for you to watch.
Oh my god. So people get into pods, and there's like a thin glass between them, so they can't actually see each other because the glass is like, you know, colored or whatever. But they can hear each other. So they sit in rooms and they get to know each other. And it's like a 9-day experiment where they just like get to know each other. And the goal is to find your future husband or wife. Uh-huh. And it's kind of like Bachelor, but a little bit different. You get to choose who you hang out with and you get out of amongst the many people that you talk to and blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of the background of the show.
Uh-huh.
But...
Okay, but why are they behind screens? Let's delve into this
okay,
a little bit.
The reason why they're behind screens is the purpose that they're trying to... The study that they're trying to do is that love is blind.
Uh-huh.
And that love is so blind that they want to prove that you can fall in love with someone without even ever seeing them and knowing what they look like.
So let's delve into that piece a little bit from a social scientific experiment perspective. Honey, are all the people on this show hot to begin with?
Yes.
Okay, so...
But they're on fucking TV.
There's no control group. For instance, if you really wanted to see if love is blind, perhaps you'd have a control group that included a burn victim, or a war amputee, or somebody with... The elephant skin, like that guy.
Oh my god. Yeah. That is just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, no, because it would basically go to show whether, in fact, love is blind.
Okay.
Rather than focusing on outward appearance.
I feel like that isn't a fair... That is a fair... Like, a rule. But at the end of the day, this is TV, and it's
right.
a reality
so
show.
So it's all horseshit.
And all the people you see on, like, The Bachelorette
right.
are hot as fuck.
Right, because it's all horseshit.
It's not all horseshit. There was a lot of really romantic parts in that show that I really liked.
That were all contrived
However,
in a studio theater in Culver City, California.
Oh my God. Okay, so I would like to say a few things about this show first off already. I would like to say that there was this guy, for example, who was really struggling to pick between three women.
Right, I know how he feels.
Ha 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 ha, funny. So he was struggling to pick one person.
Uh-huh.
And I was just thinking to myself over and over and over again is this guy clearly is capable of having feelings for more than one person. But he's being forced by societal norms to be with one fucking person.
Well, no, he's being forced by the show. Because if it was real life, he'd probably whore it right up and tell any of them.
Because all of, like, he was legit, like, clearly a fucking player.
Right.
Like, 100%. And he actually ended up with a girl who I also think is like a player. Or is just there for money. Or I don't know.
Did they give each other their sweaty t-shirts?
What?
The sweaty t-shirt experiment.
Oh, you know, I really like that experiment.
See, that's a good way of telling if love is blind. It's an actual social science experiment that proves that love actually is blind. It's based on other things other than looks. It's based largely on immunohistocompatibility.
Oh my god, okay, explain that to the people who don't know what that means.
Well, it's based on your scent, basically, and what you're deficient in terms of your immune system is who you pick a partner. Basically what the study showed is that
But it also shows physical attraction. I feel like there's a lot of desire and pheromones that's the biggest part of this, that what you're talking about, right?
Well, but no, so it's about... I mean, that's probably part of it, but the biggest thing was the test was to see, so if a chick is low in one particular factor in her immune system, she will choose a partner based on scent who is high in that factor to balance out the lack in the immune system for element so that the kids will be born with a better chance of being level. Right?
Now, is that a recent study, or is that just like an anthropological philosophy concept?
No, no. Well, you couldn't do that like more than, you know, a decade or two ago, because you wouldn't have been able to isolate it in the same way. That's a recent study. Sweaty t-shirt study. It's famous.
Interesting. I thought the sweaty t-shirt study was more about pheromones.
Well, we want to go on 50th Street, by the way.
Okay.
It's I don't know what you could call a pheromone. I mean, that may be the pheromone and be able to detect that.
Birth control affects
So people that were on birth control tested chose randomly and they all ended up getting divorced. Whereas the ones that weren't on birth control chose actually based on immunohistocompatibility.
Now, this isn't... we're not trying to convince you to get off your birth control so you can have better sex and better love life.
Oh, yeah.
However...
get it off.
I think that it's important to protect yourself and have safe sex.
Well, yeah, have safe sex.
But fuck birth control.
No, wear a rubber. Yeah.
Be like the rest of society.
Get snipped.
That is the best thing for society. I really, truly think so. Okay. So, this show,
is brought to you by...
What I wanted to bring up for my listeners, though, is what I really want to talk about is the fact that, okay, is love really blind? Is the partner that you're currently with really, truly someone you just love, whether or not they looked a certain way? Because eventually, in our lives... Mm-hmm. We're going to get old, saggy, and ugly. We're going to be that person that we're like, oh my God, that guy smells so bad. But people have to find...
Not like me right now.
You're funny. But, you know, like, I'm kind of passionate about it because, like, sure, I have appearance. Sure, I have looks. But eventually, one day, I mean, if I'm going to look like my mom, you know, like, or like my aunts, I'm going to be, you know, like... I'm going to be wrinkly, and I'm going to be a little bit saggy, and I'm not going to have this young, firm face forever. And, you know, I really think that if love isn't blind, then it isn't really love. And that's why whenever I see super hot couples together, I'm like, oh my God, you guys are foolish. Because they're just sexually attracted
to
each other.
That may be one component, but that's not necessarily the only component. It could be the immunohistocompatibility, like I'm talking about.
True.
Could be that they actually really do choose to stay together and have lots in common. So, for instance, like, really fit people tend to be, you know, people who are a little obsessed with fitness... tend to have similar diets, they seem to tend to have similar activities that they're interested in, mm-hmm. all these sorts of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. However, I would just like to go back to the fact that that guy could have been polyamorous.
Could have.
And picked all three of the women that he was struggling to choose.
Right.
And the other girl could have picked the other guy that she was also struggling with mm-hmm. before she chose that guy.
Yeah.
And everyone would have been happy. Everybody would have gotten and fallen in love. And that just, like, it irks me. It irks me
how
much monogamy is just ingrained in everyone. And that's just how you... you have to hurt someone and lose someone, lose a connection, all because you're actually interested in somebody, a little bit more. And I find that bullshit.
Well, I think that's a valid thing that you should write to the show about. You should tell them. They should do a show about poly.
Yes, they should.
Pick, instead of pick your one, pick your top three.
Then it's limited to three. Fuck that. You can have as many as you want.
Jesus.
Just meet people and love people and be loved for exactly who you fucking are.
Yeah.
That's my rant. That's it.
It's a shitty show. Your IQ will drop 5 points every 30 seconds.
There was a lot of really romantic moments.
There was not.
There was, like, a guy gave
They live in holes.
And it was super cute.
They live in holes.
And then another couple, like, they were like, oh my God, this
vermin.
Is it, after, like, day three. And they were all, like, loving. However, that guy did hold a secret from her about him, like, you know, he's been denied a lot in his past because he used to have sex with boys. And so he, like, held that secret from her, and he's like, I'll tell her before we get married.
Why?
That's what I said. I was like, that seems like a really weird secret to hold.
Do you know? Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's shit. The whole show is shit.
But I like it. It's all like rom-com and cute, yeah. And people are all like loving each other. And you know me.
If the prosecution rests.
Okay, you know what? I just love love, and that's just me.
Okay, I love love too. I hate rom-coms because it's shit.
No, it's so romantic. It's so romantic. I love rom-coms. I love it when they get together.
If you'd like to
have their first kiss.
If you'd like to enter in, yeah, and all rom-coms are based on monogamy, by the way.
Yeah, but in my head, I just imagine them, like, you know, growing out of that, eventually becoming swingers, and then falling in love with another couple. I just leave it to imagination.
If you have comments about this episode, please send a voicemail to the Anchor app. And why choose one off the Anchor app? And actually do it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go to the App Store, download the Anchor app. Yeah. And you can look for Why Choose One, and you can send a voicemail.
Yeah.
And then it's super easy.
And then I can put it on my podcast. And if you guys say something fucking filthy, because I have this one, I have legit this one voicemail from this dude. I think it's a dude. I'm not entirely sure whatever they are.
What does that mean?
Literally, well, I'm trying to be gender neutral in my terminology.
Whatever. You said it was a dude.
Well, I think so. I'm not entirely sure. Probably. And...
Are you a dude?
A deeper
Am I a dude? Who really knows?
Level. I don't want to offend anyone.
I don't want to offend anybody either.
And so what I'm saying is...
That's why I didn't say what I really said.
Yes.
Who should make up the control group for
don't,
that show?
Don't. Oh
I
my
won't.
God.
I won't
okay,
say it.
Thank you. So what I'm saying is...
Ricketts is nothing to make fun of.
Aaron!
It's true.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's serious. It
We're
is.
You're not supposed to say shit like that. It's not...
Ricketts is serious.
Proper.
What?
It's not proper to say shit like that. It's offensive to people when you, like, call out, like, genetic defects that people can't fix.
Yeah, you can. You can fix it.
Yeah, with, like, invasive surgery. Anyways.
You can fix a lot of things with invasive surgery. Like my cock.
Like
you can fix
face.
Me with invasive surgery. Do you know how I know? Jen watched it while the doctor was doing it.
Yeah, it was really fun, actually.
Yeah. Snip, snap.
Snip, snap.
This show is brought to you by vasectomies. Call Dr. McDonald at Associates Medical in St. Albert, Alberta for your vasectomy.
I had a point
Hope you don't grow a third tube.
I had a point to what I was saying, and I forgot what I was saying. It's
it was
gone
about
now.
Rom-coms you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we passed that. Anyways.
Sorry.
So go... Oh, yeah, voicemail. So this dude like sent me this like really dirty voicemail of like, oh, yeah, like to my cum fetish one, of course. And he was like, oh, yeah, I love it when guys come all over my face and their big cocks and shit like that. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to post this, but I don't know like how much trouble I'd get in by posting it to my podcast, but I kind of want to do it just to show you guys like cum fetish 2.0. like, oh my God, I wonder how many people I could get to like message in a voicemail on the Anchor app about how much they love cum and put together a simply like just a podcast of a bunch of people admitting their love for cum. That's hot.
This and other issues could be uploaded to the Anchor app. So download the thing. Seriously, you guys. Serious. It takes 2 seconds.
And it's free.
And it's free. You don't have to pay anything.
And there's not just me on there. There's like a whole pile of people.
Yeah.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyways, so we're also going to do our advertisements. And I think I'm going to give something like my vagina to Jason.
What?
Oh, I mean like his business to pay for my vagina. That really got diluted somewhere.
Oh.
In there.
In there. 44.
In there indeed. It got... Anyways. So, Next Step Construction, next without the T. You can find it on my whychooseone.com website. If you're looking to get your house built, if you're looking to get some paving, if you're looking to fucking paint your house and it's going to look like shit when you do it, so hire the person that should do it. He's going to help you out. His phone number is 587-982-3376. I really hope that one day I don't accidentally click on somebody else's number and give you the wrong number, because that would be fucking hilarious. That would really be quite funny. Like, what's the other J around my phone? I wonder. Anyways, so I also want to do a little ad for Club IT.
Oh, no, I want to do that
one. Oh, okay, sorry. Aaron will do the ad for Club IT.
Just a minute.
What are you doing?
Just a minute.
Oh, okay. We're waiting, guys. This is some drum roll.
Why is this not working?
Just let it be. Oh, because it's hooked up to this.
In your goddamn car.
Oh, that's not it.
That is definitely not it. You know, all I have to say is, hang on. You do another ad, and I'll...
Alrighty! We're also going to do an ad for... A shout-out for ASPEC, which is Alberta Sex Positive something or other.
It's 44th, by the way.
Everyone. Yes. I'm going to turn in here for a second.
Turn right.
Turn... Where the hell are we?
I'm going to grab some Vaseline.
Okay. Some Vaseline?
Yes. Where,
what kind of party are we going to here?
Okay, listen now. Okay, so ASPEC, Alberta Sex Positive something or other, is the place that you want to go if you want to, like, get some, like, rope education. It's located in Edmonton. It's a place for, like, if you are, like, a cross-dresser, they have, like, little support groups if you're...
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, they also have, like, a D&D night, so if you guys like to do, like, you know, those D&D things, they have that. They also have, you know, sex-positive dungeons. They have...
Do they have sex-positive dragons if it's D&D night?
I don't know. Do you think people dress up like dragons and start fucking? Maybe we should go for science.
Well, the answer probably is somewhere in the world, yes.
But they also have Taste of Kink, and you can kind of...
How do you taste kink?
You taste
lick
it by...
lick my whip.
No, they just, like, you can explore there if you're a newbie and you want to learn about kink and then whatever. Anyways.
Can I do the Club IT?
Yes, do it, please. I'm excited.
Edmonton, Alberta. A city with some of the finest dining in all the land. One of the finest locations for dining. It has... the finest selection of candy. The finest selection of sour soothers. The finest selection of cheap Costco bags of chips. The finest selection of lollipops. They have water with slices of lemon in it. A high-class establishment. Club IT. Intimate times. It is the finest of the finest fine dining swingers clubs in Edmonton, Alberta. Come to Club IT and mention that you heard about it on Why Choose One, and you can get in for free if you're new. You can bang and eat chips at Club IT.
What the fuck was that? That is the most random ad I've ever heard in my fucking life. What is that? Did you really just play a symphony?
It's fine dining.
There is fine dining. There, if you want to eat my vagina. What? Anyways, so that's a wrap of my rant.
You get a yeast infection.
Don't put sweets up your vagina, because you're going to get a yeast infection. This ad is brought to you by Kinestin. You can one-stop shop for your sugary pussy. You can get it at the medicine shop pharmacy. At a Shopper's Drug Mart near you.
We got a Timmy there.
Okay, that's a fucking wrap. I love you all. Thank you for listening to this fucking endless nonsense. Oh my god.